This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Pentagon has reversed itself over a drone strike last month in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Days after the strike, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley had said it was a valid attack against an Islamic State extremist.
And it was a righteous strike.
But a Pentagon investigation now shows it was something different.
The strike was a tragic mistake.
General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the military believed it struck a vehicle that posed an imminent threat to forces at Kabul's airport.
We now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
It was the final strike of America's longest war, and McKenzie says the U.S. is considering reparation payments to the victims' families. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Advisors at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration have rejected recommending widespread use of a third dose of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The vote was 16-2 against three doses, a setback for the White House. Advisor Dr. Michael Carilla says they need more data.
We need to target the boosters right now, specifically to the people who are likely to be at high risk, and it's an older population, it's immunocompromised.
And the advisors later voted to recommend the extra dose to those people. Advisor Dr. Amanda Cohn at the CDC says the focus should stay on two doses.
It is clear that the unvaccinated are driving transmission.
The Biden administration was hoping for the three-dose recommendation to shore up protection from the Delta variant. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.48%, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ dropped by 0.91%. This is VOA News. France is recalling its ambassadors to the United States and Australia, a sign of the widening rift that's developed over Indo-Pacific security, AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
It's being described as a crisis in relations between the two longtime allies. The French foreign minister says never before has France recalled its U.S. ambassador, but says it's justified by the seriousness of Australia pulling out of a conventional submarine deal with France and switching to U.S. nuclear power technology. The Biden administration's been in contact with France, hoping the three countries can resolve the dispute spurred by the announcement of a U.S., U.K., and Australia security pact for the Indo-Pacific. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Washington is on high alert ahead of a rally in support of the pro-Trump rioters who ransacked the U.S. Capitol in January, with security forces better prepared to avoid a repeat of the mayhem seen on January 6th. Black fencing that surrounded the Capitol for months after the deadly insurrection has been put back up for the weekend, along with surveillance cameras. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says that there have been threats of violence.
How credible it is, how likely it is, people can make those judgments. But the fact of the matter is that we are hearing some chatter that I think it would be responsible for us to plan the way we've been planning and put the precautions in place.
Homeland Security officials have warned about the potential for violence, according to an intelligence briefing obtained by U.S. media, with a counter rally scheduled to take place nearby. A civil trial opened Friday in Austria over the government's handling of a coronavirus outbreak at an alpine ski resort during the early stages of the pandemic, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Relatives say the virus resulted in unnecessary infections and deaths. The widow and son of an elderly Austrian man who died in Ischgl are seeking around $117,000 compensation from the government. Theirs is seen as a test case for a larger class action involving hundreds who fell ill in early 2020. The outbreak in Ischgl, a popular resort in Western Austria, is considered one of Europe's earliest super spreader events of the pandemic. An independent commission has concluded authorities acted too slowly to shut down ski resorts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.